When people's love tank runs low, they will do what it takes to fill it.
Dr. Tony Evans says we need to be careful where we seek affirmation.
Folks will compliment you to pull you over to their side. What Jesus said is, heaven's viewpoint is the only one that counts.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. There's an old song about people who need people being lucky, but Dr. Evans says it's possible to need people too much. Today, he explains how to satisfy our craving for approval and acceptance in a healthier way. Let's join him.
In Galatians 1, verse 10, Paul says about these well-meaning Bible quoting toting folk who are ripping the saints away from grace, "For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men, people? If I were trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." I hope you hear what he's saying. He is saying it is possible in your life to be more people-oriented than God-oriented. Paul says it the same way elsewhere. He says in 1 Thessalonians 1:11 that our primary goal is not to please people, but to please God. The author of Proverbs says it another way. In Proverbs 29:25, he says, "The fear of men is a snare, a trap, but he who trusts the Lord, well, that one will be delivered." There was a man, one day he was sitting on a bank, kind of just meditating, and he heard somebody screaming, "Help, help," from the river. He was an excellent swimmer. He saw the man drowning. He dove in. He got the man, brought him to shore. As soon as he got to shore, he heard it again. "Help, help." There was another man drowning over there. He jumped in. He swam, brought him to shore. As soon as he brought him to shore, "Help, help. There's another man over there." He swam out, grabbed him, brought him to shore. "Help, help." This went on and on. 5 and 6 and 7 people he brought to shore. He was totally exhausted trying to bring folk to shore. He had no energy left. And yet there were still people out there saying, "Help, help." And he couldn't help them anymore. He was his get up and go, had gotten up and gone. He looked up to heaven and said, "Oh God, please show me what's happening upstream." We try to deliver people without ever finding out what's going on upstream. What's going up back there that you can't see that's causing them to cry for help right now? Something's going on upstream. And you can't help everybody. So let's find out what's upstream. Because maybe that'll give us peace downstream. Upstream, this really starts as children. Upstream. Because God births children into families where they are to find love, acceptance, value. That's what families are supposed to do. They are the first line of defense for the well-being of life. And children let you know real early upstream when they're not getting the deal they think they deserve. They'll show off so you pay them attention. They'll throw a temper tantrum so they get some value and somebody paying them attention. As they get into the teenage years, if there is a vacuum in the family, they'll seek to fulfill it in peers, their friends. When children are overly ignored or ridiculed or even indulged, they will get a warped sense of their own value. You see a child who gets everything they want. I'll show you a child who establishes value by what they get and what they don't get as they grow older. if it will give them a sense of significance. If somebody's piping into their ear, you're special, you're nice, you are somebody, you're great, then they will hang out with that group so they can hear it more. And often become dependent upon it, frustrated when they're not with the group because they're not hearing it enough. When people's love tank runs low and they are driven by a need for acceptance, they will do what it takes to fill it. When they feel rejected by somebody, they will go to somebody else for acceptance. You see, Satan uses our legitimate need for acceptance in an illegitimate way to produce codependency so that we walk around with fake IDs. We even come to church with our fake IDs, our fake ID smiles, our fake ID Christian verbalese, even our fake ID Bibles, our fake ID praise the Lord's, our fake ID, how you doing today, brother? I'm great, isn't God good? And if they can't find the right group, if they can't find the right person or people who they can depend on, who they can either use and control or be controlled by, if they can't find that, then what they will do is ID themselves. They will become self-absorbed. It's like the man and the donkey, a man and the donkey, the old man and the young boy were taking a donkey. So the young man and the old man and the boy were walking the donkey. And somebody saw him and said, look at that waist. The old man and the boy are walking with the donkey and not using the donkey for what the donkey was created for. Old man thought to himself, you got a point there. So the old man got up on the donkey, rode the donkey while the young boy led the donkey. Somebody else said, look at that. That old man making that boy walk while he ride the donkey. Old man Shaman, well, may have a point there. So they switched. The young boy got up on the donkey, old man was leading him. They came by somebody, look at that. That boy making that old man walk while he rides and he's young and strong. And he said, well, got a point there. Next person that saw him, the donkey was riding the old man's back. You try to please everybody, you're going to stalk raving mad. But some folk who are in the stronghold, everybody tries to please people from time to time, but the stronghold is being caught. You're caught. Somebody says something to you that's a little off, you can't sleep at night. Unless you're around people and they are pumping you and making you feel good at night, you feel bad about yourself. People go through great extremes to please people. They will pay out a lot of money to get a compliment. They will become a groupie around the stars to get an autograph. They want to be able to say, yeah, I know him. They ain't meet him but for 30 seconds, but I know him. That's about me being somebody because I know them. One out of every three women in this country are abused physically or verbally or emotionally over a long period of time. That produces a scar in their soul. And so many of them will overcompensate with dress so that somebody will say something good. Somebody will compliment them. Somebody will recognize them. You see, at the heart of people dependency is a passion to please men. Even good, purposeful people who use the Bible, like these Judaizers. The only problem with living to please people and being caught by it, I'm not talking about the normal pleasing people. I'm not talking about being polite. I'm not talking about that which is normal. I'm talking about where you are caught. That's a stronghold. You're locked in, stuck, either in trying to please everybody or being controlled by people so that you will be liked and accepted. And isn't that what we warn our children about? Come on, if you're going to be part of this group, you got to drink. If you're going to be part of this group, you got to smoke weed. If you got to be part of this group, you got to do this, you got to do that in order to be accepted. Well, the cause is a warped view of God and a warped view of people. If you have a people stronghold. And some of you, it can't be helped. There was such neglect. There was such loss growing up. And you don't know how to be any other way. It's how it was. There was no daddy around. You don't know what it is to have a man hug you in a proper way and love you and kiss you and tell you you're valuable. That boy doesn't know what it's like to have a father who gives him acceptance, and so the gang leader is the best person he can come up with. That child didn't have a mother who accepted them and cuddled them and nurtured them, and so you just grew up like this. Addicted. Stronghold. And then you get the folk who have it so bad, they'll commit criminal behavior to keep it. These are the people who do crime so that the television camera will show up. And they get their 15 minutes of fame. This is Herod in Acts chapter 12 who said, he killed James and was about to kill Peter because he saw it pleased the Jews. This is Herod, who when he heard the roar of the crowd, crucify him, crucify him, had to give in to the people. He was under stronghold. All of us have felt this. Which group do you please? It's an addiction. When you are living that way.
To break that addiction, Dr. Evans will point out what we need to understand when he returns in a moment. But first, I want to let you know that what you're hearing today is the final installment in Tony's 15-part message compilation called Living Above the Circumstances. This 2-volume collection explains how to get more out of life, no matter what your situation looks like. In it, you'll discover how to turn curses into blessings, overcome fear and anxiety, and beat problems that have been going on so long that they've turned into strongholds, as we've been learning today. This series is packed with biblical answers and encouragement, and we'd like you to have all 15 full-length lessons in this set with our thanks in return for your contribution to help support Tony's ministry. And as an added bonus, we'll even include a copy of Dr. Evans' insightful booklet, Let It Go, an easy-to-read guide that explains why we need to allow God to open the right doors for us. Today is the last day this special double resource offer is available, so visit TonyEvans.org before time runs out, or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222, where friendly team members are ready to help with your request. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. We'll return with more of today's message right after this.
Guess what? God is so kind that He's giving eternal life away. You don't have to earn it.
Right now, join Tony Evans' Kindness in the Culture campaign and spread hope. To get started, aim to do one act of kindness each week. Then ask to pray for the person you help and share the gospel through our kindness cards. It's that easy. Visit TonyEvans.org to learn more. Be kind. Change culture.
We can spread kindness throughout the land, share the good news of Jesus Christ, and make an impact in our culture to change the atmosphere that is so desperately needed today.
Well, let's return to our message now. Here's Dr. Evans.
The second thing is the criteria of people's strongholds. You see, at the core of this is a criteria issue. If you're going to whip this, if indeed this is your stronghold, and different folks have different strongholds, I want to show you a verse. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 9, the first half of the verse. And here it is. If we receive the witness of men, what men think, what men say, the witness of God is greater. Let me repeat that. If we receive the witness of men, I think this, and I think you ought to do this, and I think you ought to go there, and I think. If you receive the witness of men, if you do what people tell you, want you, beg you, influence you, and control you to do, God wants you to know one thing. The witness of God is greater. You will only begin to overcome people's strongholds when you shift your criteria. When you decide that I will hear what people say, think, tell me to do, want me to do, try to control me to do what I try to control them to do. However, the witness of God is greater. In other words, if what God says contradicts what folk want, I'm sticking with God, even if I have to lose friends. Because what I just said is a simple thing to say. It's hard to do when folks staring up in your face, sitting in your office, and you might lose something that you've been counting on to give you significance if you say no. One of the great people pleasers of the Bible was Saul. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, Saul was told by God through the prophet Samuel to get rid of all the Amalekites because they were going to be a nemesis to the people of God. He didn't do it. Samuel confronts him and says, "How come I'm hearing the bleating of the sheep? What are these oxen? God told you to get rid of all this stuff." Verse 17. And Samuel said, "Is it not true, though you were little in your own eyes, you were made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed you king over Israel?" Verse 24. Then Saul said to Samuel, "I have sinned. I have indeed transgressed the command of the Lord and your words because I feared the people and listened to their voice." People got him in trouble with God. Are there people in your life who have such control over you? They may not even be alive anymore and still running your life. It may be an abusive daddy who abused you, and every time you wake up, he's still abusing you because he's still running your life. He's still making you miserable and he's in the grave. That mother that told you were no good and you were nothing and you were never going to be anybody and you're still addicted to mama, and mama may live in another city. Mama may not even be alive anymore. But every day you wake up, mama told me I'm nobody. I must not be anybody. That's a people addiction. It's a people stronghold. You don't have to turn there, but I like Jesus in Matthew 16. He comes to his disciples. He says, "Who do men say that I am? Tell me, guys, what do people say about me?" Well, they said, "Oh, they say a lot of stuff. Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're one of the prophets." There's a lot of buzz out there, Jesus. Different views. Then Jesus changed the question. He says, "Now, who do you say that I am?" Peter spoke up and said, Well, I know who you are. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to Peter, "Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven, because you're right. The folk are wrong." Now, what's interesting about that is that all that the people said was nice. They didn't say you're the devil. They didn't say you're no good. You say, well, you're John the Baptist. You can really preach. You're Elijah. You can really prophesy. You can really do miracles. You're one of the prophets. You're a great man. Jesus said, wrong. Nice, but wrong. Folks will lie to you to get you over on their side. Folks will compliment you to pull you over to their side. What Jesus said to Peter is, heaven's viewpoint is the only one that counts. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to get an attitude. It's just heaven's viewpoint, when it contradicts earth's viewpoint, rules. When Peter stopped eating with the Gentiles and Paul saw him, because Peter was controlled by the circumcision, his other Jewish buddies who asked him, how come you are eating with the Jews? And that's another stronghold I'm going to deal with, racial strongholds. Where your race tells you how to act toward other races. And they hold you hostage to being black. I thought you were black. Because if you were really black, I mean, if you were black on the inside, if you really had soul, then you wouldn't like country and Western music. You wouldn't hang out over there. You wouldn't do this. And there are a lot of black people who are controlled by black people in order to make them think you black. That's a people stronghold. Or white, or Hispanic, or any other race. It is being controlled by the group, even though it contradicts the will of God. And Paul showed up, and Paul said, Peter, I don't care. Who told you to do this? You are wrong because you're not acting in concert with the truth of the gospel. In other words, God has already spoken on this matter. And when God speaks on a matter, I don't care who shows up. I don't care what the popular view is. If your mama told you you were nobody, she didn't know what she was talking about. If your daddy told you you're never going to be anything, he was uninformed. The problem is, he got you when you were young, so you bought it. And you have been unable to shake it. Where's the cure? It is very simple. It's so simple, you can miss it if you're addicted to a situation. Or you have to feel like you're controlling people in order to feel you're significant and powerful and whatever. It is your identity in Christ. You see, you only are addicted to people because you still haven't gotten to who you are yet. You've been believing the lies told you, so it's confused your identity, you know. Romans 15:7 says, you are, watch this, accepted in Christ. It's an issue of faith in the identity God gives you over the fleeting identity people give you.
Dr. Tony Evans, helping us see others and ourselves through the eyes of our Savior. Now, you can get the entire full-length version of today's lesson, including content we didn't have time to present on the air, when you take advantage of that special double offer I mentioned earlier. All 15 messages in Tony's current two-volume collection, Living Above the Circumstances, along with his popular and helpful booklet called Let It Go. They're both yours with our thanks for your donation toward Tony's ministry. But this is the final day for this offer, so visit TonyEvans.org today to make the arrangements, or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 before the day is out. Our phone center is open 24/7, and again, that number, 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans has said spiritual temptation and opposition can't be avoided, but they can be overcome. Be sure to join us next time as he tells us how to do that. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.